The reading is from Luke 5, found on page 1032 in the Church Bible, starting at verse 1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding round him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners on the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
Father God, we just ask you, has meeting anyone ever had a profound impact on your life? Perhaps you've met someone who helped you out of a difficult situation, someone who gave you some life-changing advice, or even you've met a famous person you really admired and was a bit awestruck. Well, if you have, the feelings you had then would be nothing compared to what Simon felt during this encounter with Jesus. As we will see, meeting Jesus didn't just have a profound impact on him, it had a completely life-changing impact. And we'll see that meeting Jesus can have a similar impact on us today. Now, this is probably a familiar story to many of us, the calling of the first disciples. So let's just take a few minutes to look at it before we move to look at the impact this meeting had. So picture the scene. Jesus is by Lake Gennesaret, preaching to the people. More and more are arriving to hear God's word. It's starting to get crowded on the shoreline as the crowds grow and people jostle, eager to hear what Jesus has to say. Nearby, there are some fishermen. They're just busy working. They've returned to shore from fishing all night. As they work, they appear a bit downhearted and weary. It's been a long and unsuccessful night. But they have nets to wash and repair in order to get ready for the next day's work. So they continue working as the crowds gather nearby. As the crowds gather, Jesus recognizes one of the fishermen. It's Simon. Now, he'd been to Simon's house when his mother-in-law had been ill, and Jesus had healed her. Simon's boat would give Jesus some space away from the crowds, would give him a perfect vantage point from which to continue preaching. His voice would carry further so more people could hear the good news. So Jesus gets into Simon's boat and asks him to put the boat out a little way from the shore, which Simon does. And Jesus continued teaching to the crowd on the shore. Now when he'd finished, Jesus didn't ask Simon to go back to the shore. He asked him to go out into deeper water and to cast his nets. Now imagine how Simon must have been feeling. He was an experienced fisherman. He was tired and probably fed up from being awake all night with nothing to show for it. And yet here was Jesus asking him to cast his nets again. What did Jesus know? This was Simon's day job. He knew what he was doing. He had his own boat and he made a living from fishing. And along came Jesus, the son of a carpenter who was an itinerant preacher. What on earth could he know about fishing? And yet, here he was saying to Simon, "Cast out your nets into the lake again." Just imagine how you would feel if someone from a completely different walk of life came to tell you how to do your job, especially if you're having a bad day and nothing was seeming to go right. You'd probably be a bit cheesed off and fed up. You can almost hear the resignation in Simon's voice. Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But then there's something else. Simon had previously witnessed Jesus healing his mother-in-law. He knew there was something different about him. And he clearly respected Jesus. He called him Master. He trusted him and said, "But because you said so, I will let down the nets." And the result? Such a catch of fish that the nets begin to break, and they had to call their partners to come and help them to get the catch into the boats. And even that wasn't quite enough, because both boats began to sink under the weight of all the fish. Can you imagine what an incredible sight that must have been? And this had such a profound effect on Simon, he fell down in front of Jesus. He was clearly astonished by the miracle he had just witnessed. This was Simon's first step in understanding who Jesus was. He realized he was in the presence of God. Although at this stage, he thought God was simply working through Jesus, he didn't understand Jesus was God. But Simon understood enough and was affected enough to leave everything and follow Jesus. A life-changing meeting indeed. So what does this familiar story say to us? Well, for me, there's three key points. That Jesus meets us in the small things. He meets us where we are. That following Jesus is life-changing. And in following Jesus, that gives us a new mission. So let's look at each of these in turn. We often meet Jesus in the small things, especially when we're starting out as Christians. Sometimes people's first encounter is incredibly profound and immediate. You know, look at Paul on the road to Damascus. But I think for most people, meeting Jesus is a bit more gradual. For many people, Jesus meets them in a familiar place. Simon had met Jesus previously at his home, and now he meets Jesus where he was working. He was busy doing his own thing with the nets, and Jesus was there, first talking to the crowd on the shore, which Simon would have heard as well, and then telling him to try fishing again. Jesus was there, just letting his presence be felt, showing Simon what he could do. Just think back to when you first became aware of Jesus. Is that how meeting Jesus was for you? Were you there minding your own business, doing your own thing, and then Jesus appeared, or you became aware he was there in your life? It might not have been dramatic. You may not even have realized who Jesus was to start with. But Jesus was there, inviting you to trust him, inviting us to let him use us in some way. For Simon, the request was simple, to let Jesus use his boat. At that time, Simon had no idea what that request would lead to. And so it can be for us. If we let Jesus into our lives in a small way, if we let him use us in a small way, who knows where it could lead? When I look back over my life and how I came to know Jesus, it was a gradual thing. I was brought up going to church, but it was only at college when I joined the Christian Fellowship that I let Jesus into my life and I turned and followed him. Jesus meets us where we are, and it may not always be in some spectacular way. It may only be something small. For me, it was reading James chapter 2 about faith and deeds. And I realised that having faith wasn't just a head thing. It wasn't something to be hidden away, but it was something I had to do. Jesus met me where I was and called me to follow him wholeheartedly. Whatever the call is, we just need to say yes. Be obedient and follow him. The second point that struck me in this passage is that following Jesus is life-changing. Once we let Jesus into our lives, we will never be the same again. Jesus asked Simon to put his nets into deep water. Simon was willing to trust Jesus and do whatever he asked, even if it didn't make sense to him at the time. Here was Jesus, who knew nothing about fishing, telling an experienced fisherman what to do. But Simon didn't question it, he just did it. And the results were incredible. Jesus asked Simon to do something that was easy for him to do. Something he'd done 1,000 times before. It wasn't anything special, and yet this time the result was incredible. so many fish that even with help, the boats almost began to sink. Simon may have been disheartened after a night of fishing and not catching anything, maybe even worrying about how he was going to feed his family. And here Jesus provided abundantly, more fish than Simon could have ever imagined. And what was Simon's response? It wasn't, wow, look at all this fish we've caught, we can feast like kings, I've got no money worries once we've sold this lot. No, his response was to fall at Jesus' knees and say, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. Why did he do that? Well, Simon realized he had witnessed something extraordinary, something amazing and miraculous. Everyone in the two boats who witnessed it were astonished. It must have been quite a sight. What happened to Simon in the midst of all that chaos and confusion as they tried to gather up all the fish, but that this was no accident. This was God at work. He'd seen it before when Jesus had healed his mother-in-law, but this was something else. Fishing in the middle of the day was never a good time to catch anything. That's why Simon went at night. And yet, when he trusted Jesus and let down his nets, he caught the biggest catch of his life. Only God could do that, and that's what Simon realized. Now, we know from the rest of the New Testament story that this is just the first step for Simon, or Peter, as Jesus renamed him. Simon learns more and more about Jesus as time goes on. Yes, he had his ups and downs in understanding and his belief, and it's not until Jesus' resurrection that he fully understands who Jesus is. But this is that first step on that journey. Simon recognizes God in Jesus, in the miracle he has just witnessed. And his response is to recognize his sinfulness, and he wants Jesus to go away from him. Simon was certain that a man of God wouldn't want anything to do with him. He didn't feel worthy in his presence. Do you ever find that? Are there times when you feel particularly close to God or realize just how awesome he is and that you are not worthy to be in his presence? I know I do. Why would God want to bother with someone as wretched as me? Someone who gets it wrong and sins all the time? There must be much more worthy people out there who God should be interested in, not me. And Simon realizes that such an encounter is life-changing, that meeting Jesus means that life can never be the same again. Perhaps that's also why Simon says to Jesus to go away. Perhaps he's worried that he cannot offer Jesus anything. He is a sinful man. Why would Jesus want to be with him? Perhaps he's afraid that realization that he has met Jesus, that life is never going to be the same, is going to change forever. And that's a scary thought. But we see Jesus' response. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Can you imagine how Simon must have been feeling? He must have been surprised. Don't be afraid, Jesus assured Simon. He assured him that all would be okay. He didn't need to be scared. He didn't need to send Jesus away because he was sinful. What Simon didn't realize is that admitting his inability and his sin was the best thing coming before Jesus. It's one thing to be a sinner and deny it. It's another to know exactly who you are and come before God humbly, and bow before him and acknowledge your sin, exactly as Simon does. He acknowledges his sin before Jesus. There in the middle of the lake, in the middle of a deck full of fish, he falls down. And at this stage, Simon didn't know what we know, that Jesus came for us and for our sins, that his death on the cross and resurrection means that our sins have been forgiven. Jesus didn't care that Simon had sinned. He doesn't care that we have sinned, but he cares that we come before him and confess that we are sinners, just as Simon did. And we too do not have to be afraid. Like Simon, when we meet Jesus, when we let him into our lives, we will never be the same. It's an experience that leaves us changed and different. Yes, Simon was still Simon. He still looked the same. He had the same personality traits. He talked the same, but he was different. He now knew God firsthand. He was struck by God's power. He'd experienced God's love. When we meet Jesus, when we invite him into our lives, we will see his work in our lives. We'll never be the same either. Following Jesus is life-changing. Because it is life-changing, it gives us a new mission. Simon had a new mission. He was no longer going to catch fish. He was going to catch men. He was going to spread the good news. Simon, as we know, would go on to be the rock on whom the church was built. A completely different mission to catching fish. What I love is there's no hesitation. As soon as they get back to shore, they pull up their boats and leave everything to follow Jesus. You might think that's a bit crazy, but because Jesus met Simon where he was at, performing a miracle that resonated so strongly with him made Simon recognize Jesus. You know, if I saw this event, I'd probably be amazed, but I wouldn't know if it was unusual to catch that many fish. I wouldn't be as astonished as Simon and realize who Jesus was because of it. Jesus met Simon exactly where he was, and when the enormity of what had happened struck Simon, there was no doubt in his mind who Jesus was. And therefore, there was no question of doing anything other than leaving everything and following him. Like Simon, we simply need to be obedient and accept the mission, whatever it is. Unlike Simon, we probably won't be called to give up everything, change our jobs, leave everything behind, although we may be. Some people are called to leave friends and family to go off and work in other parts of the world. But whatever we are called to, we need to be obedient and willing to follow Jesus, however dramatic that may or may not be. If we know Jesus and know what he has done for us, how can we do anything other than be obedient to his calling to serve him and respond in the same way Simon did, willingly, obediently, and humbly, recognizing our sinful nature? So what can we learn from Simon's meeting with Jesus? Well, Jesus asked to use Simon's boat. He invited himself. He invites himself into our lives. But it's up to us to respond by welcoming him in. Jesus won't force himself upon us. If you're not yet a Christian, you simply have to accept Jesus as Lord. Come before him as Simon did and say sorry for those things you've said and done, which God would not have wanted you to. Say sorry for the thoughts in your heart. And what I love about this passage is it shows us that meeting Jesus doesn't have to be a big dramatic event. As a starting point, Jesus only asked to borrow Simon's boat. Jesus meets us where we are. He revealed himself to Simon through the catch of fish. We will have a different experience, but when we meet Jesus, he changes things. When we meet Jesus and recognize him as our Lord and Savior, he changes our lives forever. We have a new purpose. We may be called to do different things, but we are called to follow Jesus obediently and willingly. And just like Simon, we are called to catch men. At the end of Matthew's Gospel, we are called to go and make disciples of all nations, called to go and spread the good news. And for those of us who've been Christians for a long time, this passage also reminded me that Jesus keeps on meeting us, and we need to keep on being obedient to his call and choosing to follow him. I remember the first time I was asked to be on the team for a Casilla weekend. Now, Casilla is a weekend for Christians, a bit like Alpha. And I was asked to be a table leader and give one of the talks. There's a number of talks over the weekend given by clergy and non-clergy. Now, for me, it was a huge privilege to be asked, but it was also very scary to be asked to give one of those talks. But I did. And that obedient response was the small first step that started me on the road to becoming a reader several years later. Now, you might be sat there thinking, how do I know that Jesus is calling me? How do I follow him? With Simon, it was very obvious. For us, it may be less so. If you're unsure or think you might be being called, try doing it. Perhaps you have a feeling that you want to work with children or sign up to help at the Monday Fun Days in August. Have a chat with one of the group leaders. Talk to your friends, your life group, people who can pray with you. I know when I was thinking about reader training, I spoke to various people. It's a good way to test what you're thinking and talk about whether it's what God is calling you to. We might feel it's something very ordinary, and it might be, but whatever it is less important. What is important is that Jesus wants us to willingly follow him. I love the last words of this passage, that they left everything and followed him. Yes, that can be a scary thought, to leave everything, to leave our old life behind, change the way we live. But those last few words show us that we don't have to be afraid when we do that. They followed him. Just like Simon, we are called to follow Jesus. We're following Jesus. Jesus is going ahead of us. Jesus is always there with us. We are not alone. Whatever we are called to do, Jesus is there, and all we have to do is follow. So let us remember that when it all feels a bit scary, when we think God is calling us to do something out of our comfort zone, all we have to do is respond to the call and follow. And who knows what may happen next? But we follow in the footsteps of one who will not let us down, one who wants us to invite him in and be with us, one who has given his life that we might live. Knowing that, how can we not respond to the call to follow him? Let us pray. Lord, thank you that you invite us to let you in. Help us accept that invitation. Help us to let you use us for your glory. Help us not to be afraid of what you have in store for us. May we be obedient to the call to leave everything and follow you. Amen.